Blog Talk Radio.
Man. Yo, Nay, you crazy for this one here. To be a legend when I put together my first rhyme. Assault with a deadly weapon was my first crime. Homie, I'm talking about a pen, not a tech nine. Oh, loaded, I need some bubble telling. Keep these haters off me. I go up Notch Melon for acting too bossy. I'm a big deal. Wake up and smell a coffee. I hope God forgive Rob for all the sinning. Don't listen, deep swimming is fine women. Smoke piffing, no tight, dust twisting. I'm like Popeye, I'm stronger with the spinach. Well, blow one down. Everybody clap your hands if you feel my sound. All the girls without a man, we can feel on now. You want a rag, let me feel your mouth. Becky's and they all say I rock totally. Cowards think they holy when they holding heat. Anti-Christ bullet shattering your rosary. Them haters was supposed to be the older genes. Now we taking over, we who they supposed to be. We them future stars, next big thing. Hate them has-beens, hanging on a string. And I ain't talking about loose ends. I just wanna live, let me get my 2 cents. I'm a wildebeest, with a will to eat. I'd rather be laid up with a million freaks. Get in my back rub, in the jacuzzi, I'm too big for the bathtub. Lil mama, all I wanna do is have fun, and let me see you clap.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? Welcome to Lawless Radio. You have just tuned in to Bucking Off with Buck, where we talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of your week, whether you're employed, unemployed, or just out in the street hustling. Where we bring you the best underground, unsigned artists from rap, R&B, soul, gospel, and even house music, baby. I'm coming to you live from DeKalb County, Georgia, where it is bone chilling, 38 degrees in the shade, baby. Oh, y'all better cuddle up to y'all fireplaces and y'all thick comforters tonight, baby, because I'm telling you, it's cold as hell out there. All right, I'm going to be back. Y'all stay tuned. We're going to jam out for a little bit. Hold tight.
Hey,
keep on reoccurring. Give me one more chance, I'ma show you, girl. One more shot and I'll give you the world. I'm a better man, maybe I deserve. You a broke ass, but you keep on reoccurring. You ain't getting no chance, no shot, no nada. I'ma blow you a kiss, now don't holler.
All right, all right. Welcome back to Lawless Radio. You're now listening to Bucking Off with Buck, of course. My name is Buck. I want to throw some love out to Grady Hospital. Grady Hospital, where they're doing the best they can to save your life. This evening, I want to touch on a little something. I posted on Facebook, and I want to say, how old is too old? And then y'all fill in the blank. You give me a call at 646-478-5209. Share your opinion. Share your thoughts. Let me know, how old is too old? Dot, 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 dot. Let's start off. Let's say, how old is too old to be wearing basketball jerseys? And the reason why I say that is back in the day when it was R. Kelly and Mr. Big, and it was hot. I mean, it was hot. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to go back into the whole R. Kelly thing in a sec. R. Kelly and Mr. Big, that's when it was hot. And I believe it was I might be wrong, but I think it was the What Would You Do video. No, I don't think it was a video. I take that back. They were performing. They were performing the What Would You Do song. And Ron Isley had a basketball jersey on. I can't remember if it was the Magic or Clippers or somebody, you know. And so he got this basketball jersey on with this blinged out cane. You know what? I'm sorry. I don't know if you want. Well, people still say bling. Anyway, I'm getting off the subject. He was, you know, he had his basketball jersey on, and then he had, you know, his cane, you know, Mr. Big, you know, from the whole Mr. Big thing with the cane. All right, damn, that really does not look right. You know, I mean, you got this old guy with a gut, you know, and then he got, you know, all these stretch marks and shit on his biceps, you know, that just didn't look right. Now, a football jersey, yes, but not a basketball jersey. That just didn't seem right. So, how old is too old you to be wearing basketball jerseys? Okay. Let's see. I got another one here. How old is too old for you to be sucking your fingers or your thumb or something like that? Now, you know, this is kind of touchy for me because I got a big granddaughter. She's damn near 20 years old now. And I think she was 13, somewhere between 13 and 15, and she was still sucking her finger. You know, now that's something heart-wrenching for a father to see. If you get where I'm going with this, that your child has something in their mouth that they're sucking on that's not edible, that's part of the human body. So, I mean, if you understand what I'm saying, that was something difficult for a father to grasp onto. And right now, I'm getting chills on that. So, how old is too old for you to be sucking your thumb? You know what I'm saying? I know there are some grown people out there that still suck on their thumb. I don't know if that's to replace something or what. But here's another one, and this is really going to throw you off your seat. But you know what? This is bucking off with Buck. So how old is too old for you to be given oral sexual pleasure? I think they call it fellatio, slobbing on the doorknob, giving head. I don't want to go too far because I don't know if the FCC is listening, but how old is too old for you to be putting your mouth on people's genitalia? And let me stop right there. Please, just don't be out in the street just putting your mouth on anybody's genitalia. That's oh, my God. I can't tell you how wrong that is. Just don't be doing that. Just, not just anybody. Make sure there's some sort of a commitment there. You know, oh, that's just so wrong. There's so many names they can call you for that. So I just want everybody to be on the up and up, and just don't be out there in the street putting your mouth on any and everybody, I'm gonna tell you. How old is too old you to be making out in the back seat of your car or anybody's car or truck or what have you? I mean, your big grown ass is out in the back seat of a car trying to do the freaky dinky, and you done pulled a hamstring what's the other one? Groin muscle. Thank you. A charley horse. Oh yeah. Your big grown ass ain't got no business doing that. Your ass, you know, you're too damn old to be out in the back seat of a car, freaking. You know what I'm saying? No, I don't. I just got the lovely Catrice in the studio with me, and she just broke something out to me. How old is too old for you to be living with your mama and your daddy? I'm sorry, y'all. I got a little quiet on that one because I didn't leave the nest until I was 27. So piss on y'all if y'all want to look down on the brother. Piss on you. But yeah, you got some out there, you know, that's too damn old than what they mom and dad. And then they want to try and use the excuse. Well, you know, they old and everything. You know, I want to make sure they be okay. That's what Life Alert is for. I know you done seen a commercial. I'm falling, I can't get up. Get your big grown ass out your mom and daddy house. You know that's not right. You know that's not right. Okay, here we go. And, hold on, I got to take a drink because, I'm kind of putting my business out there right now. So, here we go. How old is too old for you to be watching cartoons? I watch cartoons. Let the old G.I. Joe, not this new crap, let the old original G.I. Joe come on or some Transformers come on. A brother right there in front of the TV. Now, I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna be honest because, you know, Lawless Radio, y'all my family. So I'm gonna be honest with y'all. A brother was watching He-Man last night, for real. On the real, a brother was watching He-Man last night, you know, and I enjoyed every moment of it. Although, now that I'm older and I see more and I know more, I think Prince Adam was a little, you know, sweet there, you know what I'm saying, from He-Man, you know, the prince, oh boy, that turned into He-Man, because when he wasn't He-Man, his name was Prince Adam, and he was, you know, someone right with that one. Hi, Cringer. Oh, wow. Man at Arms. Father. I mean, I ain't knocking those that's on that bandwagon. But knowing what I know now, that I can see with my grown-ass eyes, Prince Adam was a prince. And I'm going to let it go like that, man. I'm going to let it go like that. Matt, y'all, you know, also, She-Ra, that was He-Man's cousin, you know. I don't know. I probably would have went up in my cousin if she was my cousin. But anyway, She-Ra got one of her little homeboys. I don't know his name, but my man walk around with some gold tights, a cape, and a heart on his chest. If that ain't a sign of homosexuality, I mean, if you look up homosexuality, there should be a picture of him in the dictionary. This guy with the gold, I believe it was gold tights and a red cape with a heart on his chest. And he had that Prince.
I see. Well,
he had that Prince Adam little way about him, man. I mean, there's nothing wrong with you being like that. But, I mean, now that I know what I know now and looking with my own grown-ass eyes, that was a lot of homosexuality in the cartoons that we watched. Definitely. Definitely. A lot of brutality, too. I didn't know Tom and Jerry was as brutal as they were. The Tom and Jerry cartoons from back in the day, man. They was beating each other with pans and all kinds of stuff, man. Our kids was watching it the other day, I think they chopped the front off of a duck or a chicken or something, and all the fur and the skin came off, but you saw the duck's breast, and they was in a bra, and like, damn, are you serious? Is this what was going on? I guess it is. Damn, wow. So anyway, you know what? I don't get all off the subject of how old is too old, but you know what? Let me drift off for a sec, and we're going to come back to how old is too old. And I also, like I mentioned earlier, I also want to talk about that musical genius, R. Kelly. I mean, that whole Mr. Big thing now. And, the Trapped in the Closet series. Oh, my God. That is something else. Hey, check it out. This is Do or Die, y'all. I will be right back.
Do you think, girl? Wanna see your body do that move off in the mirror, do what you do. Wanna see your body do that move off in the mirror, do what you do.
Body, Byron Bugatti body. Let me take a look at your baby coming sitting to the Benz Coupe CL63. You looking good in the mother. Come and pop bottles of the rose with me. Let the sicker than the beautiful figure. You super thicker in the liquor, got me rock star wasted. Let me put you in position, steady kissing your body cause I can almost brace it. Erotic, exotic faces. Climax while we changing spaces. Bottles of aces running down your body so I lick and I taste it. She cooks in different places. In the Bentley, it's her favorite. I got to offer for anything cause we the perfect team. She off the record. Just matter. But the get better when it's always worth. She super soaky, super soaky. For the chatter, forever. Abracadabra.
Wanna see your body do that move? Up in the mirror, do what you do. Wanna see your body do that move? Up in the mirror, do what you do. Do you think?
rolled up. Put the phantom in part to the hold up. Hopped out like Goldie from the Mac. Got a pimp from the old school. So the roll up. Now smoke some, don't burn a plush up. 250 can't afford to sit the fuck up. Got loud, got drink. I'ma hit it, get it good. When I'm gone, you can brush up. Now we off in the condo blow. Holding off vitamin sex so crazy. She was telling me to stroke her to the left. When her brother hit the spot, she was screaming, baby. But a pimp can't have no lady. Looking good in your Christian Louis stiletto. Hit it from the back, get it slow. Got you feeling good when I let go. Then she called her friend. Then they called their friend. Everybody came to party, so we can all get in. Good God, we was all to the factory. Two right the back of me, one on my faculty. She was chewing on the naturally. Holler back, do your thing, I'm gone. Tell me what you want.
Wanna see your body do that move. Up in the mirror, do what you do. Wanna see your body do that move.
Ah, yes. Welcome back. Welcome back to Lawless Radio. You're now tuned in to Bucking Off with Buck. Yeah, that's right. I'm Buck. Buck is being brought to you in part by It's About You and Me. They specialize in life coaching, couples therapy, and relationship therapy. Give them a call. Go online. Look them up. They might be able to help you out. Go to itsaboutyouandmellc.com. Okay, thanks for that plug. It has been brought to my attention that there may be some type of technical difficulty with people trying to get in through the line, the phone line, number 646-478-5209. What am I giving a number for? It's not working. Dang it. I'm going to post this on my page. There may be some kind of technical difficulty in trying to get through. I'm not sure what it is. I don't work for the phone company. I'm not the telephone man by no addition. Once again, I want to reiterate, please, with everyone within the sound of my voice, please, do not be out in the streets out there putting your mouth on just any and everybody's genitalia. I cannot stress the importance of that. It all goes back to how old is too old, which is our topic for the evening. Yeah, we're having some technical difficulties with the phone lines. You may try and get through. You may be lucky. 646-478-5209. Okay, I'm going to keep on going on the how old is too old. I'm going to throw one more out here. How old is too old for you to be out in the street in your ride beating? I mean, the trunk is thumping. You know what I'm saying? You got a set of 15s in your trunk. Your trunk rattling. Rah, rah. They look up and it's a 55-year-old man. How old is too old for you to be beating like that? And then you beating stuff like NWA, you know what I'm saying? You know, 2 Chainz. How old is too old for that? I mean, I'm sure. Okay, you know, I love my music too. I mean, you know, I'm a beat too, but I ain't gonna be beating something that's out of my league. You know, I'm going to be, you know, like some John Lee Hooker, something like that, you know. And but it's going to be within the privacy of my vehicle. It ain't going to be for everybody, you know, to hear me beat the TV sheets. If y'all not aware of what that is, Google the man, John Lee Hooker, TV sheets. Very good blues song. And I spoke earlier about how old is too old to be wearing football jerseys. And I was talking about the whole R. Kelly, Mr. Big saga. Excuse me, which was just, oh God, that was brilliant. I couldn't have came up with anything better myself. Oh, I'm sorry, I got Catrice in the background, y'all. Okay.
That
song
that Mrs. Big was nice, that
trapped in the closet,
that's genius.
I hope y'all are able to hear her. We were talking about the whole Mr. Big R. Kelly saga, which was, like she said, it was brilliant. She loved it. She enjoyed it. But the thing that really, that's the key to her heart is the Trapped in the Closet saga. You know, you got episodes, what was it, 1 through 35 or something like that? Yeah, it just went on and on. It just went on and on. And the more it went on and on, you know, sometimes you're like, man, let it go, man. Damn, you're going too far with this. It's going too long. No. The more it went on, the more I was intrigued, and the more it impressed me. You know what I'm saying? It was It was a whole story. It was a whole R&B soul. I don't know if you can call it that, but it was R&B soul musical. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got your musicals out there. You know, you got Les Miserables, you know, it's blowing up, which was the very first musical that I had ever experienced in my life. And it gave me culture because it was something outside of my hood, outside of my comfort zone, you know. And I thought that was a great musical for me to see. And it also introduced me to dance, which was the Alvin Ailey Dance Company, which was my first, I don't know if you can call it black ballet or whatever, but that was very soulful. Alvin Ailey Dance Company. You got to check it out, man. You got to check it out. It was great. But anyway, let me go back. R. Kelly and the R&B soul musical. So the Trapped in the Closet. It was genius, folks. I'm sorry. I don't care. A lot of people just may say it went on and on and on and on and on. But the whole fact that the man had time to actually sit down and do 35 episodes was, man, that was. I'm sorry. That was one of the greatest things I'd ever seen. And I couldn't have done better myself. Okay, we still having some difficulties with people trying to get through. I apologize, y'all. You know, if I had my way, you know, it'd be working. But it doesn't seem like it is. I'm getting comments on Facebook from people that say they couldn't get in, couldn't get through at all. I'm guessing they listening to me online, lawlessradio.com, and go down and click on Bucking Off a Buck, and that's where I am. Also, if you are an unsigned underground artist looking to get your music out there, go to lawlessradio.com. Follow the instructions to submit your music. We bring you on, we do an interview, and we get your music out there by word of mouth, baby. One of the best ways to get it done, word of mouth. Okay, I was talking about R. Kelly. Yeah, that's what it was, R. Kelly and Trapped in the Closet, Youth of Genius. Wow, sorry, folks, I lost my train of thought because this whole phone thing is kind of bad. But like I said, lawlessradio.com, and you can listen in or keep trying at 646-478-5209. In the beginning, we were talking about how old is too old. We're going to keep going with the how old is too old. And I may have to redo how old is too old topic next week, mostly by due to our technical difficulties that we're having this evening. How old is too old for you to be asking your mom and daddy for money? And don't go saying, I borrowed some money from my parents and I have loans, but you're not paying it back, man. Don't lie to me like that. You know what I'm saying? Don't lie to me like that. That's not cool. That's not cool. Don't lie like that, because you know damn well you ain't paying them back. You know that. You know that. I know that. And they know that. Like, he is not paying me back. Speaking of that, I remember when I was a young man and I got my first gig or job or whatever y'all call it. I would go to my father. You know, I think I was like 17, something like that, 17, 18. And I go to my dad and I say, man, you know, I need to borrow, you know, $5 or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So he go in his pocket and he's like, man, son, you know, I don't have five, but I got this 10, or, you know, he had a 20. He said, you can go ahead and take this. You know, I was like, well, cool. All right, thanks, you know. But then I had lost my job. And I went to my dad. And I said, Dad, I need $5 or something like that. And he went in his wallet, and he looked through 20s and 50s. I even saw a $100 bill up in there. You know, my eyes got big, like, yeah, you know. If I asked for something, you know, he always gave it, you know what I'm saying? But I guess because the fact that I didn't have a job, you know, he's going to be prejudiced like that and look me in my eyes and say, son, I'm sorry, I don't have $5. Look at this cold-blooded SOB right here. He got 50s and 100s in there. And I asked for $5, and I can't even get that, you know what I'm saying? And it dawned on me. I said, like, I guess he's doing this because I don't have a job. You know what I'm saying? So I want to thank my father for that. You know, the late great Letty is there, who I dedicated my first show to. That is my man. Will always be my man. And, you know, your dad is supposed to be the greatest man alive to you. You know what I'm saying? That's what my father was. My father was the greatest man alive to me. Real. There was no other. There will be no other. On that note, I'm going to step out for a sec. I will be right back. I hope my buddy, one of my fans out there is listening, because I'm going to play this for him. He loves Mr. Donnie Williams. Brother, you know who you are. He is Donnie Williams.
I keep on.
Keep on running, keep on running. Donnie Williams. All right, we back. We're bucking off with Buck. And of course, my name is Buck. Let me give y'all a quick rundown of what Lawless Radio has to offer during the week for your listening pleasure. Excuse me. Tuesday night from 8 to 9:30 p.m. Central Time is Keeping It Real with Nigga Outlaw. I really like that name, Nikki Outlaw. Ooh, she sounds dirty. Anyway, Wednesday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. is Grit Grind with TL. That is the challenge. Now, without him, I really would not be here. So much love and thanks to him for me being here. Thursday from 9 to 10, it's your boy Buck. Bucking off. Ta-da. Yeah, that's me. That's me. That's me. Friday, noon to 1 p.m. Standard, Eastern Standard Time. It's your girl, my girl, the one I love. The midday release with Dr. Passion. Man, you sit back, lunch hour, eat your little sandwich, you know, hopefully ain't pimento cheese. And tune in to lawlessradio.com. It's midday release. Wow. And then go on with the rest of your day and get ready for the weekend. That's what it's all about. I support the weekend. I also support my local come-ups, underground, unsigned artists, you know, gospel, R&B, soul, blues, and my one of all favorites, house music. That anybody within the sound of my voice that's out there creates some hot-ass house music. You outside, you underground. Underground house music is hot as hell. That always will be. Go to lawlessradio.com. Follow the instructions. Submit your music. And come on, have an interview with one of our wonderful hosts. And let's get you out there about word of mouth, David. Please give me some house music. I'm gonna start making my own house music. Matter of fact, that's gonna be my the title of my first house music song. Please give me some house music. Yeah, I'll work on that, y'all. I'm gonna work on that. Speaking of things to work on, like I say, the chairman, TL, Rick Grind, Wednesday's 8:10. I don't like to publicize some of these reality shows out here, you know, but I've mentioned them, and I said I wasn't, but they were just so outlandish that I had to. Amish Mafia. I'm kind of at a loss for words for it, you know what I'm saying? Did you know that there's a black Amish? There are black Amish people. Food for thought. The world is a hell of a place. Pete Rose, baseball player that got put out the pasture from baseball for gambling on baseball, he has a reality show. So what I'm trying to say is I think I'm put my two cents in, and I'm going to get with the chairman. We're going to come up with our own reality show. It's going to be called Lawless Reality. I like the sound of that. I really do. I really like the Lawless Reality. Might as well everybody else doing it. I mean, hell, you know. Well, you know what? Tyson's going to have a reality show. Matter of fact, he did have a reality. I take that back. He did have a reality show. That's it was him. He came out. Slow down. He didn't come out, but he came out to talk about his love for pigeon. He's got this big thing with pigeon. I guess it's a New York thing, you know. Damn, pigeons in New York, but I guess it's a New York thing with the pigeons or whatever. You know, you got, I don't know how you train a pigeon, but you got these pigeons that you send out there, and they somehow come back in time. It's like you racing pigeons. Excuse me, you racing pigeons. I didn't know. Excuse me, I didn't know pigeons can race. I didn't know you can train a pigeon to race somewhere and to come back to you. I don't know how you do that. I have a hard time just trying to get my dog to come to me. So I don't know how the hell you get a pigeon to fly around New York as fast as he can and come back to the place where he started. I'm not sure of that. I guess that should be part of my how old is too old topic to be playing with pigeons. But anyway, that's I'm gonna bring the how old is too old topic back next week, so I can have people to join in on me. Like I said earlier, and I've also posted on Facebook. I believe we're having some technical difficulties with the phone lines. People aren't able to get through. Number 646-478-5209. Still not sure why I'm still handing out the number when people can't get through. it may have something to do with the weather, because it's colder than a dead monkey's ass out there, man. I mean, it is a bone-chilling 35 degrees in DeKalb County, Georgia. Hell, it snowed in Jackson, Mississippi. It snowed in Birmingham. What in the hell is this world coming to, man? I mean, damn. Jackson, Mississippi? Snow? I don't give a damn if it is an inch. Well, it was 3 inches. I think it was 3 inches in Alabama. I mean, Birmingham, Alabama with snow. Wow. I don't think Martin could have done anything in the snow in Birmingham, Alabama. Anyway, it is 5 minutes before the top of the hour and before the end of Bucking Off a Buck. And I want to thank everybody that is within the sound of my voice. I thank y'all for tuning in, listening to Lawless Radio, where we support our unsigned underground artists, whether it's gospel, blues, R&B, soul. And don't forget that house music. I'm telling y'all, don't forget it. Don't put it out and leave it out there. Also, shout out to our comedians and our poets out there. You know what? I'm going to reach out to this one poet. I know Dr. Passion be hogging his time and all that, vitamin D. But I'm because, you know, they got a thing from back in Raw Deal with Catrice. You know, he put it down. I think he had a Melton, you know, in our underwear because, you know, he a poet. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm a poet too. Roses are red, violets are blue. Buck love you. You know what I'm saying? So, but I'm going to see if I'm going to reach out to him, see if I can get him on the show. And if anybody knows a comedian that wants to get themselves out there by word of mouth, tell them, hey, go to Lawless Radio, listen to Bucking Off, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 p.m. on Thursdays. Thursdays, don't forget that, Thursdays. And, man, let's have some fun, man. All right, y'all. I'm in this evening with Piano Man, Ears Pop. And I want y'all to remember to behave and do what you can. And remember, God can and God will. Good night, everybody. I will catch y'all next week. Love y'all.
Yeah, I'm bossin', I'm lawless, floss up, flawless, swag check, cross with coolers than this block, so be cautious, spit the kind of game to make you rewind and pause this, money green like the last dragon, just another side effect when I cut my swag on, just hop on, get my jet lag on, drop top on the Chevy like the vet half gone, tag on, but the X effects immaculate. Dimes around me like I spray factors that I haven't shit. You want the whole truth? Dimes floating sales, that piano man like a 20 cent toll booth. I impress them, collect them as I dress by. Sex them and caress them cause they drive me like a test drive. Shopping moment, homie, breathers want to get their breath signed. Stirred up by piano, stay flyer than the next guy.
Fight me.